What is up, you guys? I am Tay, and welcome back to This Is Random. Hope you guys are having a pretty good week. It is currently 9:30 p.m. as I'm recording. I just got off from work, and I didn't record last weekend. I usually record on the weekends, but this past weekend, it was such a lazy weekend, and then I skipped last week's upload. You know, I feel like I think just work has kind of caught up with me, and I just decided I'm going to take a break. I'm going to sleep in, and I'm going to do nothing. I had this conversation with Adri, actually, last week, where we were just saying how doing nothing is something. So I decided to do something by doing nothing. So there we go with that. But for this week's episode, I was kind of trying to decide what I wanted to do. Normally, I kind of have it planned out, but recently for this season, it's just been kind of more scrambled, kind of just going with the flow with this. So for this week, I decided I wanted to do something based off of an article I saw on my good friend BuzzFeed. I was at work and I was scrolling through, and they did this article where it was pretty much like a list of things that people consider normal but don't really realize that they're scams. And it's usually just like submissions people put in from Reddit, and then they just take it and put it in an article. So I went through that list and I saw it, and I was like, yo, that actually sounds like a pretty good idea, because that's something I think about a lot. And by that, I just mean like there's so many things I see within the world, within my life, or just other people's lives that, you know, kind of consider like common practice, but because I overthink too much and I have too much time on my hands mentally, I just like sit back and think, yo, this is kind of weird when you really think about it. So we're gonna get into that, but before we do, just a reminder that you can catch all of our previous episodes if you haven't already, as well as looking forward to future episodes on Apple, Google, Spotify, Good Pods, or just wherever you choose to listen to your podcast. We are also on YouTube, and you can catch our social medias, keep in contact with us through our Instagram and Twitter, both of which are at thisisrandom_TA. Now let's get into it. So I've kind of compiled just like a really short list of things that I guess for the past couple years or whatever, I've had to like second guess and be like, yo, this shit's kind of weird, kind of scam like, if you know what I mean. So with that, I also want to give a bit of a disclaimer. I am such a freaking hypocrite. As much as I consider these things scam, quote unquote scams, I follow it, I use it. I'm just very self-aware and I just don't care. I feel like you can do something within a scam or something you consider like a scam or just weird and be aware of it and still do it. But, you know, as long as you're aware of it, I guess it doesn't matter anymore, does it? I don't know. So for the first one I had, this is kind of a bit of a throwback to one of last season's episodes I did with Adri, and that is college. I have said this for years now. College is a scam. It's not, I don't know if it, well, I guess, no, all right, here's my logic behind it. I understand we need college. I understand why people go to college. I went to college. I graduated from college, and you know, it was great, I guess, whatever. However, that still doesn't negate the fact that I genuinely feel like college isn't as necessary as people make it out to be, and that's why I consider it a scam, because it's overhyped and there's so much emphasis on going to college when there's other options. And those other options are never talked about enough, and college is pushed to the forefront, specifically like four-year and private institutions. And that's where I think the scam, again, comes in, is the fact that that's pushed to the forefront of people's minds. So my reasoning for college being a scam is, when you think about it, I genuinely don't believe that having to spend money in order to learn information, and a lot of it's excess information. For anyone that's listening that has never went to college, you really don't start taking classes toward your degree, or just like, you know, the degree or whatever you're gonna eventually get a career in. You don't really start taking classes for that until maybe your third or fourth year, or maybe even second. But a majority of it is just stocked full of elective your schedule. A lot of it is just electives and prerequisites that you just need, kind of like the Common Core situation in elementary and middle school. Again, it's the fact that you are spending all this money to learn information that you're really not going to use, or you have no real intention. You're just taking it because the college itself says it's required, and it doesn't make sense, really, when you think about it. If I'm going to, you know who agree with me? Adri would agree with me. Adri is essentially, she's studying, I believe, sociology. And she, one of the things she still has to do is science. Adri hates science. And they make her take it because it is a requirement, despite the fact that it has nothing to do with her major and her chosen career path. So it's like you have to pay for these classes that you don't need, really. They force you to pay for it, and it's so stupid. Why, if you were in any other situation where you were forced to pay for something that you knew you were not going to use or need, you would fight it, but then it's considered normal or even expected because the college said so. And because it's so expensive, you eventually have to take out student loans. Once again, if you are going to certain four-year or private institutions that's so overhyped that essentially media and society says it's not more so normal, but it's respected to go to. And now that you've acquired all this student loan debt, it takes years for you to pay off. You always hear stories about, like, say, people that have become doctors. And they talk about how they have tens and thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands of debt. You would assume, hey, they're a doctor, they're a surgeon, they're very high up in the career chain. They should be able to pay off their student loan by now. No, unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. Because with student loans and just tuition in general, it's so expensive. The system makes it so that it's so expensive that Even with the money that you're making from the career path that you've gotten, you know, after you've graduated from your degree, it still takes you forever to pay it out because you still don't ever make enough to pay off the loan that you had to take off for the tuition. You know what I mean? So essentially, the whole thing or the whole system is you have to take out more than what you're going to get in the end result to pay it off. That is fucking scam. Like in the greater scheme of things, that is so completely scam, right? If you just take away the fact that, like, it's college, if you take away the title of college, that shit is shady. And the thing is, a lot of that loan debt tends to come from being in graduate school, and people don't realize that as an undergrad, it doesn't really matter what college you go to, as they pretty much teach the same prerequisites in the beginning. And like I said, it's not probably until your junior year, maybe even sophomore year, that you start taking more concentrated courses towards your degree. That's why I never understood why there's such an emphasis to go to really big named colleges, especially in your freshman year or so, because again, you don't start like taking more concentrated courses till later, but you're essentially paying for the name. Really, you can easily go to a community college or even just a local smaller four-year college and build up your student credit and just also just save enough money to eventually transfer to a good enough school that really excels in what you want to study. You don't have to blow your pocket out your first year of college to go to this exclusive school. So there's that. I've always kind of felt like college is a scam, despite the fact that I went and everything. But then again, I kind of feel like I went because that was really the only option that I felt like I had growing up. It was all ever since I was in middle school, we used to have college fairs where people would bring in students and teachers would bring their college age son, daughter, brother, sister, whatever. And then they would come and walk around the classrooms and encourage everyone to go to college. And it was a great fun event. But I was always told college is your only option, when in reality, it's not. There's trade school. You can even go to community school. You can even do just concentrated online courses on certain things. I just find it very scam-like that college is pushed so heavily when people don't realize that it's all just another million to billion dollar industry. Second scam. This one is, I don't find that's controversial, because I feel like a lot of people low-key feel this way but don't want to say it, and that is tipping culture. Now, with me, I have best friends that work in the service industry, and I tip. Not just because them are my friends, but I tip when I go to restaurants. I tip my Uber drivers when I get my hair done. I tip when I get delivery service. I don't have an issue with tipping. My issue with tipping and just tipping culture and why I considered it a scam was is the expectation of it, essentially. Why should a tip be expected even if the service is horrible? I don't agree with tipping someone just because. That I don't see that, and I don't see that because I'm not the type of person who would give shitty service and still expect to get compensated for it. And I don't believe that tipping should be just a thing you do just because. The whole point of tipping is as an extra thank you for doing your good service. And again, I have friends that work in the service industry. They're waiters, they're bartenders, they do all that, and I've seen them work and they give great customer service and they deserve their tips. And so that's why I don't have a necessarily problem with tipping, because they do their job. My issue is the fact that there are people that don't do their job and then they expect to get tipped regardless, because society, or at least American society, because I know tipping isn't as much of a thing overseas, but within America, you're pretty much seen as an asshole if you don't tip. No matter the service, really, you're just seen as a dick. And I don't like that. That's not fair, necessarily. I shouldn't have to tip you if I'm not getting, my service. I remember this one time I had ordered DoorDash, and on DoorDash you could see a tracker of where your Dasher is. And then I literally checked and he's at my local Dollar Tree shopping. And it wasn't until I called him and was like, "Hey, is everything good? Are you on your way?" And it wasn't until I called him. And the thing is, he didn't even pick up the call. He didn't pick up the call. So I texted him and then I saw that he saw the text. And then I looked at the tracker again and all of a sudden he's moving. That's the issue. And I see, and I tipped him anyway, even though he did it, my food came literally over an hour late. I still tipped him anyway because I felt guilty for not doing it. Not because for anything, but it's just it's ingrained within American culture, essentially, where you are a shitty person if you don't tip. no matter the circumstance. And I think that's bullshit. I think that's a scam. And one of the main reasons I think it's a scam is because I think tipping, essentially, it kind of gives employers an excuse not to properly pay their workers because of the expectation that the worker will make enough in tips. That, I think, is pretty much, I think, my main issue with it is where employers don't properly pay their service workers, or they pay them like way below what the minimum wage should be, because it's expected, well, they'll do good in tips. You do your work, you get good tips, then your normal paycheck wouldn't matter. And that's bullshit, and that's not fair, and that's stupid. I think, like I said, that's my biggest gripe with tipping culture. And I don't think tipping should necessarily go away. I think if you've gotten service and, you know, they went above and beyond for you, you know, you can give them a little extra. There's no problem with that. I just hate the fact that, one, it's expected from the employee and the employer, but mainly the employer, essentially. I just don't want my tip shouldn't have to be what is gonna put like food on the table. My one tip should not be that. You as an employer should take care of your employee and pay them a proper wage. A tip is just a bonus because, you know, they did great customer service. A tip should not be a day's pay. And then it's the fact that you also have to, like, they occasionally like split tips amongst each other within a lot of like restaurants and bars and stuff like that. It's split amongst each other, which, you know, sometimes someone who did a little more may get cut short. Maybe not by like a huge amount, but it's still cut short because they have to give a portion of their tip to someone else just because of like common courtesy. So I that's my like issue with that. Third reason would be, and this is another reason why I say I'm probably like the biggest hypocrite, is Apple products. With me, and this is literally coming from someone who like owns a few and will probably continue to buy, it took me years to buy my own Apple product, and with good reason. I didn't get my first iPhone literally until 2019, and that's just because I wanted something different. Is my biggest issue with Apple, well, it's not even my biggest issue, but one of my issues with Apple is, and why I guess like held off from buying it for so long, was not mostly because they're like way out of my budget, but also you're essentially paying damn near like $1,000 for, when you think about it, one of the most delicate pieces of modern physical technology. Like, come on, you've seen the memes of people dropping their iPhone and the screen cracks on instant, or how quickly the iPhone charger breaks, or how, you know, delicate a MacBook essentially is. It's so delicate and it's so dainty, the materials they use to make it, and yet it's so expensive. You were literally paying, when you think about it, $1,000 for glass technology. That's really what it is. And I think a lot of the older models were made of glass, and they did that for years, and it literally only took them until like a few years ago for them to stop making their products with glass. But that's really what it is, and no one questioned it. People questioned it, that's why they changed it, but not enough questioned it to the point where it took them years to finally stop. And as much as I feel like this, I bought my iPhone. I have AirPods. My thing is with Apple, as much as I consider it like such a big scam, I buy it for the aesthetic, to be honest. And just like I feel like a lot of other people do as well, it's the aesthetic. It looks sleek. It looks nice. And that's really what you're paying for. And when you kind of think about it, is like $1,000 really worth it? Is like $1,000 aesthetic really worth that much? Is any aesthetic at all worth $1,000? I don't know. I really can't think of it. If anyone can think of any type of aesthetic at all that you would be like, I would pay thousands of dollars for this to have this piece in my possession, let me know. Because other than the iPhone, I really can't think of anything. And another thing with Apple products is they make it so once you've used their products, it kind of becomes more difficult to break away from them. So my reasoning with that is with Apple products, they're all linked under the cloud or your iCloud account. So you're able to log in on any of their devices. You can technically log into on like Android accounts, Android devices or stuff like that, but it's meant specifically for their products. And people have short attention spans. People like convenience. People like to just be like one and done. It's easy. So once you become part of the cloud, the iCloud, are under Apple's essential slave hold, it's so much more convenient and easy to just upgrade to another one of their products, and just it's an easier transfer, essentially. Take a shot every time I say essentially, I swear. But that's really what it is, and they do that, I feel, in order to keep you within their network. I know with Android, and the reason I had an Android for so many years is because I like the fact that I can technically get any type of phone or any type of like model, but it's still the Android operating system is still generally the same. So you still have the same same system. It's just the physical phone itself can always be different. While with Apple, you have the same system and you really have the same look of the phone because all their phones look damn near the same, or they just look like a half an inch bigger or half an inch smaller version of their previous model with an extra camera. Also, just a brief conspiracy theory I had with Apple is, I don't know if this was ever proven or not, but I kind of feel like Apple does this thing where they purposely mess up their software on their older phones, as well as just like being quicker to stop manufacturing them in order to kind of like speed up the need for buying a new one. I don't know if anyone's ever noticed that, but I feel like whenever Apple's announced that they're going to have a new iPhone out or a new MacBook out or something like their iPad, or even just like their AirPods too, whenever they announce they're going to have a new upgraded version of something, their previous model just doesn't work like how it used to. And it's just so conniving, really, because you're essentially just, you're pushing someone to purchase more than what they probably need. You're just taking it away and just being like, hey, go buy another one now. Go buy a new one now, because we're just you can't use this one anymore. We're not gonna allow it. And that's so weird. I don't know if that's ever been proven, but I kind of feel like they have done that. And that's another thing I want to question for anybody that pretty much is like knee deep in Apple products. If you've noticed when a new model gets announced or something like that, your previous model starts to kind of just like tweaking out a little bit and it gets a little weird. And then you're just like, damn, I probably should have to get a new one. Like my phone now, I have the iPhone XR right now, which is like probably like, I think like a 3 to 4 year phone. And it's okay for like its basic needs, but I notice the Wi-Fi just doesn't connect like it used to. The battery dies so much quicker. The screen glitches out occasionally, like once in a blue moon. And every time it happens, I'm like, damn, Apple's really trying to force me to get a new phone. I am going to get a new phone regardless, but it's just like, damn, they're really trying to force me to do it. It's funny really, when you kind of think about it. Okay, so I'm gonna give one more that I've been thinking about, and this one, I don't know if it'll like ruffle anyone's feathers. Personally, I don't really care, because I feel how I want to feel, but I feel like no one talks about the fact that I feel like life's biggest scam. Well, actually, life's biggest scam is life, but one of the biggest scams that I feel is normalized is patriotism. I don't see, when you think about it, I don't see why anyone needs to have an undying support over the country they live in. I don't understand it. When, like, just taking away anything you were taught growing up, where it's like, I love my country, whatever. Just looking at it just from an outside perspective. Why do you need to have an undying support for your country? It's technically just a place you live. It's like, when you think about it, you don't have like an undying support or love for your house. I mean, yes, you probably love your house. It's where you live. However, and when you think about it, it's just a house. It serves you no other purpose but then to put a roof over your head. It doesn't do anything for you, really. The only thing that can do anything for you is the contents within the house, not the physical house. And what kind of brought this on was I was talking to my sister. This was like months ago, maybe even a year ago. And we were talking and I was thinking about it. And I was just like, I feel like the Pledge of Allegiance is the weirdest shit ever. Like, oh my God. So everyone has done like the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag in the beginning of every class, or not every class, but every morning in school. That shit is so weird when you really like step back, take yourself out of that moment or that memory and just like look at it. You're told as a child to stand up, face the flag, and even the, I guess, lyrics or lines to it, you are pledging your undying love and support for your country. Why are you making children do that? That shit is so weird. Like, what is it? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, under God. And I literally forgot the rest. I stopped doing it at like maybe fifth grade, mostly out of like laziness. I didn't want to have to stand up. I would just like mumble it. But then it got to a point where it's just like, that shit is so weird. Why do children need to pledge, or yeah, essentially pledge that they will stay devoted to this country and this flag? What the fuck? That shit is so weird. Patriotism is so fucking weird when you think about it. Patriotism is a cult. I said it. I feel like patriotism is just a giant cult in order to make everyone what its purpose is to make everyone do. It's just weird. It's so weird. I don't understand why anyone needs to have undying support over the country they live in. And not to get super political, but you know, to get political, maybe it's because I am a Black woman living in America, and I've seen how firsthand, you know, this country treats not just other Black women, but just people of color in general. So I've never really felt any emotional ties to this country. And it's just so funny. And I think this, while I felt this way for years, it didn't really come to a head until recent years, specifically since like Trump's presidency, where patriotism was just on the forefront of a lot of people or a lot of his supporters' mind. And I never understood why. why are you pledging your undying love to this country and this man who would probably never even spare you a second, probably not even a first glance at you? I never got it. Patriotism makes no sense for me. I literally, I'm just like, I live here and that's it. that's really it. I live here. I don't love it. I don't hate it. I just live here. It's not, I don't understand it. I don't celebrate 4th of July. I think I used to. Like, the most I used to do was like barbecues and fireworks, but it was less about because I love this country and more just the celebration of it. It's just that something you do during that holiday. Yeah, patriotism is weird. Patriotism just feels cult-like. And not a lot of people talk about that, especially the Pledge of Allegiance. Really think about that. Like, who makes children say that they are going to devote themselves to this country? And no one, of course, kids aren't going to think about that. And I feel like parents don't really think about that. But it's like, just stand back and think about that, really. It's so weird. It's so bizarre. But yeah, so that's a little food for thought for you guys. We're going to cut this episode here. This episode was interesting. This is like such a rushed episode, really. But it's something I thought would be kind of fun to talk about. Just, again, food for thought. Something to just get your mind rolling. Get the gears running. And yeah, let me know if you're actually listening on our YouTube channel. You can comment below, or even in the reviews. You guys should just leave reviews wherever you're listening to this podcast, but just wherever you want to, even tweet us, or even, like, you know, comment on our Instagram post or DM us. What's a scam that you feel people don't talk enough about? Or just something where it's so normal, but you've kind of taken yourself out of it and looked back and just been like, that shit's kind of weird. But again, we're going to end it right here. And I will catch you guys next week. Once again, you can catch all of our previous episodes and keep track of our future episodes on Apple, Google, Spotify, Good Pods, YouTube, wherever you want to listen to your podcast, pretty much. You can also follow our social medias, Instagram and Twitter, at @thisisrandom_TA. I'm there. Adri jumps on once in a while. You know, let us know what you're feeling. Let us know what you're thinking. And again, I will catch you next week. Bye.